The makdish shabachor is kodesh merechem. The gaze nami, there's no din kedusha on. You don't have to be makdish it. Mashenkin ma'isa behiman, you have to be makdish it. Mechira, you're allowed to sell a bechor, you're allowed to sell ratio of the gaze, but ma'isa behim, you can't sell it. So the marin, and the hanach nefishin, and these are also more, so there are more reasons to learn out ratio of the gaze from bechor rather than from ma'isa behim. So Mara says still, the real answer is poshut mi poshut adlevlei. Still, since ma'isa behim applies to all animals, lav dafka bechor, poshut means anyone, and who are in my ratio of the gaze also. Lafuki Bukhor, since Bukhor is only a special look in the firstborn, that's a different parsha. So that's Tranab Shimon, he makes the Xerashova, Tsain Tsain, from Rashi Zagaz to Maisa Beima. Just like over there, a Trefa is pot, there's no Mrs. Maisa Beima by Trefa, but there also, there's no Din Trefa, but there's no Din no Mitzvah of Rashi Zagaz by Beima, that's a Trefa. Yeah, that Rishis Sagez ain't in the Gila Brechen. Rishis Sagez only applies to sheep and not to goats. Samara says, Minohan Emili, how do we know this from? Minohan Emili. Samara says, Amar Rav Chizda, Asya, Estakash Amar Rav Chizda, how do we know this? Amar Rav Chizda, Asya, Giza, Giza. Learn out from the Gzera Shabba, Giza, Giza. Siv Ocha says here in Dvorim, Rishis Gez, Soincha, Titin Loi, that's what you give to the Kain. It says the pasuk in here, "Ksev hosam u'migeis kivsei yischamim." From which you shear off from kvosim, from the sheep, you should warm yourself. So ma'al halon kvosim, just like over there, gaze goes on kvosim on sheep. So tayafkan also kvosim here also, it goes on kvosim, it goes on sheep. So Mar says no. V'neilu v'so gize gizim bebechor. Learn out from ready from the pasuk of bechor. The tanya learn like this. The pasuk says by a bechor that lo savoy bebechor shirecha. You can't work with the Bechor of Yeshua. For Lois Sogur is Bechor Tzenechi. Now there's an Isra Gizer also. You can't shear off the wool over here. Now, Ein Li El Asof, I only know El Ashor Bavoida, that you're not allowed to work with an ox. If the ox is a Bechor, you can't work with it. Vitzoin Begizer, you're not allowed to shear off the wool, off the sheep. Minan, how do we know to say, Litein Omer Shal Zeh Bezeh, Vies Omer Shal Zeh Bezeh, and you can't even shear off the hair of an ox. How do we know that's also by a Bechor? Talmud, when the pasuk says loy savoid v'loy togus, so it says both loy tavod and loy togus. So you see here by bechor, the isa giza not to shear off, even if you have an ox. If it's a bechor, you're not allowed to shear off its wool, its hair. So see, there's an isa giza on hair. So maybe this should be the mitzvah of reishis agaz also on the hair of an animal. So Mara says on makor, the pasuk says titein loy v'loy lasakli. Means give it to the Kohen that he should use it for his own clothing and not for a sack. So if you give him some of the hair, let's say of goats or a sheep or of an ox, all he could do is just to make a sack out of it. But to make it for clothing, that has to be wool. So that's the diak. Yeah, to make wool out of it. Yeah. Rashi says, Loi l'mabush lo l'sakia, v'giza shuri ain't roi elo l'saka sakia. Yeah, now if it's the Elamiyativ, so Noitzer shall izim lechayiv. If so, you have the Noitzer, the hair from goats, you should be chayiv to give to the Kohen. As Mashmi could also do something with it, he could use it. Yeah. So Mar says, no, being in Giza of Leka. But you don't do a Giza. There's no thing, you don't shear it off over there. Rashi says, Noitzer, Rashi says, but you can make clothing out of it. The goat's hair, you can make clothing from it. The Teretz Zizmar says, no, being in Giza. Rashi says, what you do with the goat's hair is you just pull it off. You don't really shear it off. So it's not called Giza. So Mara says, let's see. Man Shamalai, who holds this Svara? Man Shamalai, high Svara. Rabbi Yossi. That's who Rabbi Yossi's Svara. Rashi says, Man Shamalai, high Svara. The Dorish listen to Kroah the Chsiv Gaze. The Torah says Gaze Soincha, it means only wool that you shear off and not goat's hair that you pull off. So who holds like this Yadashin the way the Tosis says it? That's Rabbi Yossi. So Rav still says, I have moidi Rabbi Yossi v'midi diurchei. But if this is the normal way of taking off the hair, let's say the hair of a goat, it's normal to pull it off, so that's also called the Giza. So again, it's a kasha, should be a mitzvah, Rashi's Gaze on goat's hair. Yes. Rashi says, "Moed Rabbi Yosi mid the Yurchei, the Kivon the Yurchei, the Izim at least Kugiza Dami." Since by goats it's normal to pull off the hair, that should be also be considered a Maisa Giz, like we'll soon see. So, Luchura, so how do we know to say the goat's hair is potter? So it says rather, yeah, 1 second. So it's still by Kashak, how do you know that by the hair of Izim, you're potter for the mitzvah Rishis Agaz? So it says rather, Elu rather, could the Yom Rabbi Shur ben Levi, that the Pasuk says, Lamrid Lashoris, the Mitzdover Haroyi Lashiris. It has to be something that's fit to do the Avodah with, which means that a Kohen has to have his begotten from it, and that's from wool. So Hochinam here also, Dover Royal Shiris. It has to be something that's fit to do Shiris, do Avodah with, which means to have wool. The Rashi says, Kabi Shur ben Levi, Dukhon, Kalam Parkin, Geiz, Yosomach, Le Kivoy, Bochar, Lamo, the Shoris, Dover Royal Shiris, the Tchelos, the Big Day Shoris, Vosim, Semabin, it has to be wool. So here's to learn from here, it has to be only from wool. So the mitzvah Rashi says, is only on wool, and not on goats here. So Noah says, if so, well, Giza, Giza, Lamayos, what do we need Xerah Shoah for then? Giza, Giza. What do we have Xerah Shoah for then? From Rashi's Hagez to it says in the Gaze Kifsei Yischamim from the Pasuk and Iyuf. So the Gemara says that we still need look at the Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel. Vosim, if you have a sheep, Shetzimrim Kosher. Let's say its wool is hard wool. So Lacharis Pturim Rashi's Hagez. There's no mitzvah Rashi's Hagez. Why? She never says the Pasuk and Iyuf when the Gaze Kifsei Yischamim. Mashma, you have to have soft wool that could warm you. So if you have hard, Rashi says we're going. So it says Yischamim leMikri Geiz El Bachinum. That's to be soft. That's called the Bachinum. That's what we still need. This Zera Shavah teaches. If you have hard wool, there's no mitzvah Rishis Geiz. Yeah. Tony Chod, one brace to learn Geizes as Itzim as Izim. If you shear off the wool, the hair off the goats, the Shaitiv as Rechelim. Let's say you have the sheep just walk through the river, and the water pulls off its wool. So potter, you potter from Rashi's Hagez, because it's not called Gzisa here, therefore you potter. That's one brisa. So Tanya, the other brisa learns, no, Hagez says, eats and potter. If you shear off the hair off the goats, it's like a potter from the mitzvah. But v'shoyte v'serachelim chayiv, but if you let your sheep go through the water and it pulls it off, and that you chayiv, it's worth to see why you chayiv or not. Yeah, 1 second. So I says, what Lakash is those two tell you, Harabon of Rav Yosi. One goes according to Rabbon and sheep, you attack your pot in both cases. And one goes according to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, even though you didn't shear off the wool, but since it's a derech that way for the wool to come off and it goes through the river, that's also considered like a gziza. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you'll still be chayiv in Rashi's Hagez. The Tanya will learn like this. Leket kitzircha, the Pasuk says. V'loy leket kituf. Is the mitzvah of kituf leket leave over for the aniyim is only if you were cutting off the wheat. And then some fell, she's supposed to leave it there. But if you're pulling off the wheat kituf, on that there's no mitzvah of leket. If it falls down, you have a right to pick it up and keep it. There's no mitzvah on kituf. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, or leket kituf. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, ein leket el habo machmas ketzir. That leket is only something comes through cutting down. Yeah. So the Chur is saying the same thing for the Gemara Kasha. But the Rabbi Yossi Hanatana Kama, the Chur, they're both saying the same thing. That you only chayiv and leket on something that you cut down, and if it just pulled it off, you're not chayiv and leket. So Gemara says like this: Kulu Rabbi Yosi. Now the whole price goes according to Rabbi Yosi. V'ochik Tani. This is what it means to say: Shereb Yosi Omer Ein Leket El Habo Machmas Ketzir. Leket is only something that comes Machmas Ketzir. Yeah. You see. So Rashi learns for Ketes. Hold Rashi says before, hold the Tony that Shaitif is pot, not like I said, that day we said that Shaitif, if it just walks through the river and it comes off your pot, that's Rabbi Yosiyu. The dag lichen the crow, and it says Loshen of here, let the Ketzircha means Dafka through a Ketzira, and now if you just pull it off. So by us also, when the Pasuk says Rashi's gaze, Tzaincha, it has to be gaze that you shear it off. And if the wool comes off by itself, you go through the river and the water just pulls off the wool, even though it's wool coming off, you'd be part of the mitzvah Rashi's Hagez. That's according to Rabbi Yosi. But the Pasuk says here, gaze means you shear it off, and not if it just comes off by itself. Yeah. That's the same thing he says, but leket here, it has to only be through cutting and not if it just pull it off. Oh, Malay Rav Acha, parade the Rav Rav Ashi, might the Rabbi Yosi, basically agrees, Dovamidi the Urchei, if that's the normal way of doing it, that would be called a leket. And that'll be, it'll be Maidi Yechayiv and leket. Rashi could grind bit solemn. Let's say you have onions. the shumin, or garlic, the kiddush lehem zel ketirin, the normal way to pick off an onion and garlic is by pulling it off, not by cutting it. So he agrees that's called leker, that you be chayiv. The Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, ketzir, it says, ein liyela ketzir, only if you cut down your wheat, that you chayiv in leket. Oiker, if you pull it out, minayin, tamalayim a liktzor, says the word liktzor. Yeah. Toilish minayin, if you pull it out, tamalayim a bekutzrecho, it says. So you see what? That he's marba these things. So I, before we said it has to be kederach, the teretz is, if it's a normal way to do it this way, you'd also be chayiv. But if it's not a normal way, then then you'd be potter. So Rabbi Yis agrees though, it's an urchei, to like onions, to pick them off, so they'll also be chayiv and lekit. Oh, Malei Ravina Ravashi, afanan namitinin, we also learn like this. It says, milavnois bitzolim shebein hayerek. But someone is picking out malavnos, Rashi says shurois sheben yerek liyerek. You have like in between rows of vegetables. So malavnos pitzolim, you have onions growing between the yerek. So b'yosiyim mepeya. Basis is mepeya mikol achad v'yechad. Each part is called like a field by itself. It's like cut off. There's like onions in between. So it makes each portion for its own field. Mechayim peya each one separately. V'chomayim reno miyachas halakol. Take off one from everything. Rashi says, "Minam lavne shayerik shebeim lavim lavin hesek lepei lidei the yerik ainu bechlal peya chutz min hashumim v'tzolim." Yes, what's the right for us over here? The Torah says, "Ketani miyot Rabbi Yosi the b'tzolim chiyavim bepeya v'yafagav v'yena koytsum maga." That's the right. It says here what the b'tzolim onions are mechuyvim peya, even though it's not a derech to cut down the onions. Alma moedu b'midu d'yurchei. That even though pei is also mashmah something to do with ktsira, but that's only if it's a derech to cut it down with a knife, with a sword. But if a derech is to pick it out, that's also considered a ktsircha. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi agrees that the mitzvah's peya even on b'tzolim also. Yeah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, "V'kamahu meruba." How many sheep do you have to have to shear off to mechayev mereisha the geis? So bishloim alabei shamai tarti nami yikutzayin. Two is called tzayin. It's good that two is enough. Ella Beisil or my timer. What do you have to have five for? What's the reason of Beisil? You have to have five tzayin. Somebody says, "Amar Rav Kan, Amar Kod." The pasuk says, "Asuyes she asuyes ye asuyes min choisos beis mitzvah." You do two mitzvahs with them. Reisha sageis umatonis. And you do two mitzvahs with them. Reisha sageis and the matonis. Rashi says what? Chomis tzoyin asuyis, listen to Yisera Kedorish. Hay asuyis, shoyses shtei mitzvahs, reshes geizu matonis. Vichol kamad lehevi chomis, lehevi nugubu, elechode matonis lechodayu. So Rashi of Nisposta case is, when you have five tzoyin, that's when you do two mitzvahs. That's when there's a mitzvah of reshes geizu and matonis. But if you have less than five, then there's only one mitzvah, just matonis and not reshes geizu. Mer says, "Aimer, why don't I say bechayru umatonis? That bechayru chodo mil for the mer aimer what bechayru umatonis? That's what's talking about." Yeah, Mer says bechayru chod milu mechayvu. How could that be? Avada bechayru chayvu one also. Rasha korchoch. He told the Rachmana Bechomish Reshes Agesu. It has to be told in Reshes Agesu. It can't be told in Bechor. Bechor has nothing to do with five. Each one that gives birth, the first one, Avad, is called the Bechor. So it has to, it can't be five by Bechor. It has to only be with Reshes Agesu. The more Bechor, Chod, Milo, and Mechaivai. We're going to Taimich. Matonis, Chod, Milo, and Mechaivai. The same thing by Matonis also. When you shecht any animal, a single animal, you have a chiyah to give off the Zerel, Chayam, and Keva. Elom Ravashi. Asuyis means Shemase says Balehim. It makes the owner say, one word says to him, Kuma say mitzvah. Come and do a mitzvah. That's what we say. This sign like tells you to do a mitzvah. Rashi says, Le mitzvah chadosha. Shlehoye mitzvah lo beprochas mikan. Means when you have five, then it like tells you to do one special mitzvah. So what is that? It can't be Bechor, it can't be Matonis. Salama, it's Rashi Sagaz. When you have five, now it tells the owner, come and do a special mitzvah. Whereas the Mishnah brought down a pasuk of five tzoin. Yeah. But as you know, asuyas. Yeah. That's it. The Mishnah said already. Yechomish nema chomish tzoin asuyas. Yeah. That's the pasuk. So just ask him, what's lashon of asuyas? The saying asuyas now, like tells the owner, get up and do a mitzvah that you have now. Yeah. Now I'll say, come and say, Mr. Tanya, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Mishum Aviv, that Arba 4 is enough to have 4 sheep, and then you have a registration. Then it says, for Yarba Tzoyin, Tachas Aser, Samash Mitzoyin is 4, when you have 4, it's called Tzoyin. Tanya Omer, Rabbi, El Mole Divrayim, Divray Torah, for Divray Beribi Kabbalah, if it would have been their words, it would have been Divray Torah. And the words of like my Rabbi would be the Kabbalah, Anan Divray Beribi Shaymin. I would still listen to what my Rebbe says, it should be 5. For Kol Shechina, for sure, she Divrayim Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Beribi Divrei Torah. And for sure, that, like what my Rebbe says, 5, that's called Divrei Torah. Rashi says, Divrei Beribi means Shoye Godol B'Dor, is a Godol Ador, the Kayim Olon, Rebbe Yois Lemukimai. Sanan Divrei Beribi Shoymin, Ksadak with Neishu Machriya, Torah Moshe Rashi Tokoro Torah Lefish, and Nitnu Torah Lederus, Vishon Neviyim, if you have a question, listen to the Torah or to the Nevi'im, you go back to the Torah. Yeah. But he says, Kol Shechina should Divrayim, Divrei Kabbalah, but Divrei Ribi is Divrei Torah. That he's dashing the Pesach, the Yarab, but Tzoyin, Tachas Aser. It says, this is the Pesach in Shemais. So he says, more Mistarva to say, Tanya, Divrei Bishmol, Reb Yasi Yomer, Mishumaviv. It's more Mistarva to listen to Reb Yasi. Because he's dashing now this pasuk in Shemais, that's Divrei Torah. Yeah, I the Gemara says, I the Omama we learned Einach Rosh Shlishis Machras, a third das cannot be Machria. Like here you have Beisilus saying 2, and Beishami says 2, Beisilus says 5, and now you have a lachan of 4. Sai Einach Rosh Shlishis Machras, a third sheet is not Machras. So why do you say pasuk like him? On the Reb Yechanon Nefnei. Shemua Omro, that he chagas chayim alachai.